Hello, family. My name's Tony, and I'm an addict. And first of all, I want to thank Sheila for opening up this meeting, man, and really, really opened it up. Second of all, I want to thank the Frederick area for taking a chance with a dope fiend like me. All right. And my clean date is March 28th, 1995. 20 years in this fellowship. When I first got here and somebody told me that I needed to find a home group, I thought something was wrong with them. Because the only groups that I knew about was all joints and places where I could find me some kind of way to get high. But the reality of it is I allowed myself to stay here long enough to understand that a sponsor wasn't someone that I was getting money from. A sponsor was someone that would lead me and guide me through this program. And he advocated to me that I needed to get a home group. I needed to find God. I needed to pray. And I needed to help someone, first of all, help me. That ability with myself became a part of understanding that my recovery, I'm responsible for my recovery. Going back to how I got in this mess was I started shooting dope when I was age 14. And bottom line was, it was wanting to be on the corner with the fellas, and I got the opportunity to screw my life up. Jails, institutions put me in a situation where the bottom line was is that I had to understand that I had to make a change. When I got here from drinking methadone for, my God, since the early 70s, when it was MTA, I didn't know anything else. A counselor actually said to me that I needed to try sitting down in the meetings over there called NA. And I thought that something was wrong with him too, because the bottom line was I was liking what I was doing. You know, I just was feeling bad, but I was liking what I was doing. So I listened to him, and I went over there and I sat down and I started seeing people that I thought was dead or locked up, and they were sitting in the Narcotics Anonymous meeting. And one guy said to me, man, I needed to give myself a chance. The reality of it was that I was at that point, man, in my life that nothing else worked. Jails, institutions, nothing else worked. So I actually gave myself a chance. You know, and I started listening to how screwed up my life was as a result of listening to other people share their experience, strength, and hope. Started identifying with the fact that I was a very screwed up individual. So I started listening, and I allowed myself to get a sponsor. He told me what I needed to do. I started with a home group, and my home group is here today, Sunday Morning Spiritual. Right? You know, I also, I'm the kind of dope fiend that I need double the help. So I have a couple of home groups. I have men's rap on Saturdays. Right? So the bottom line is, man, that I'm the kind of individual that allow myself to get lost in a crack. I'll sit back and hope that you don't notice me so I can try to con you or put you in a situation where you don't notice me so I can kind of do what I want to do. And that's the dangerous kind of individual that I am. Because I don't want anybody else to know how cunning and how sneaky and underhanded that I am. Right? I really don't want you to know, but when I first came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, y'all told me that we already know what kind of individual that you are, right? And I kept playing the game with myself that still, you really don't know what kind of person I am, because I'm going to grin and laugh in your face and be all right with you, and then I'm going to try to underhandedly get over on you, you know. And that didn't work in Narcotics Anonymous, you know, because people kept busting me out. And I understood then that I needed to stop being honest with myself so that I can be honest with someone else. You know, so I got a sponsor. They, you know, I joined the step study group. I was doing everything that I thought that somebody else wanted me to do, you know, until it became a part of me. Once it became a part of me, I understood that this program has offered me a better life than what I ever, ever had in life. You know what I mean? I love this program called Narcotics Anonymous. You know, nothing else worked for me. You know, nothing else worked. And I still today participate in my recovery. And that's the most important thing I can do for me. You know, a lot of times I come down here, I've been to this convention 21 years. The first year I was still using, I came down here to follow my wife. Right? You know, I didn't want none of you dope fiends to take them from me. So I came down here just to see what she was doing. Right? And thank God I came, because it became a part of me. And I've been back ever since. I've been here 21 years to this convention. And then sometime, man, I as of the 13th, 14th, 15th year, you kind of stand out front, you know, and kind of hang out with the guys, and then you kind of think you're on top of some things, right? You know, so you don't go to workshops, you don't go to meetings, right? You know, you hang out at the hotel, you go to the Jones and get something to eat. You know, you just hang out, you know. And so I thought I was, kind of like going above level here. And this year, man, I've actually been to a rack of workshops. I've done something that I haven't done in a few years. I've gone to some meetings, you know, and I don't know if it's because of the side of me to say, well, you know, I'm doing a workshop, so I want some support, so I'm going to go support other people. You know, that's the disease in me, and I recognize it. So what I try to do is I try to tell on myself, because that's what you all told me I needed to do. Bottom line, you know, my buddy here, Alonzo, man, this guy's a trip, man. He's here telling me everything I needed to say, right? Oh, man. But the reality of it is that this guy has mentored me through this program. He's guided me through this program. He's given me the help that I need coming in this program. I was homeless for a long time before I got here, right? I was going from oil joint to oil joint. And as a result of coming into this program, when I first got here, I was homeless then too. Because I was running from open discussion meetings all over the place, open discussion meetings. And I was going there for the wrong reasons. Because I didn't want to have to deal with the steps. I didn't want to have to deal with the traditions. So I stayed in open discussion meetings until my sponsor told me that I needed to go to a step meeting. I needed to work on me. So that's what I did. And as a result, I'm no longer homeless. Right? I have a home group today. I have two home groups today. My life has gotten so much better as a result of this program. You know, we talk about having things. You know, I very seldom talk about the things that I have accomplished in terms of materialistically in this program, because As soon as I pick up a hype of dope, right, the yard sale begins, right, and everything must go. Everything. So I understand that. I understand that today. So as a result of me understanding that today, I don't use. You know, I affiliate myself with people that's doing the same things that I'm doing. Right? That's allowing myself a chance at life each and every day. And believe me, man, it's so much better waking up. Right? Especially on a Saturday and a Sunday, and not having to go out there and determine whether or not I'm buying some quinine or some dope.
Wow.
Right? Especially on Sunday. Right? When the dope boy is watching the football game or the basketball game, right? And knowing that I'm going to get beat, and I still buy it anyway. Right? So I still put it up in me and do all the things. I'm sitting there just waiting for that high and knowing that I'm not going to get high. You know? So it's so much better, man, waking up and saying, you know, I'm going to go to Starbucks and get me a cup of coffee. Right? You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to go get my car washed. You know what I'm saying? Call a friend and say, you know what? Let's go have breakfast. You know, them kind of things. Them the kind of things that this program has given me the opportunity of life. And I enjoy every minute of it. Every minute. I don't allow myself to be put in a situation where I don't understand that God has taken control of my life spiritually. I let him know that I'm appreciative of everything that I have. Right? Spiritually, I am so appreciative, man, because God has given me a second chance. You know, I'm the kind of dope fiend, man, that, you know, the things that I've done, I deserve a front seat in the pits of hell. Bottom line, the things that I've done, you know, to myself, that's what I deserve. But he's given me another chance at life. He's allowed me, you know, I don't never say to go to the hilltop, right? He's given me the opportunity to live my life. And I am so eternally grateful. You know what I mean? I allow myself to understand people to come into my life and sit and talk to them honestly. You know, because before I got here, I couldn't talk honestly to anyone. You know, my whole purpose was about lying. Completely lying. Even when I get busted, I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you can sit there and see me doing something and then ask me, did you do that? You know, no, not me. I ain't see that, right? You know, one of the dope things, man, that my mother had a big old water jug of pennies in her house, right? Just pennies, right? And she actually started seeing the jar kind of deleting itself, right? And then she said, you know, this jar doesn't look like, you know, and I'm like, I swear to God, man, I don't know what's happening with that. You know what I mean? And I was going out getting them, you know, asking the bank and hoping that they heard him give them to the little penny wrappers. I go to the bank and say, you know, give me a handful of them Jones, right? And sit and wrap them because the people got tired. They said, look, man, we can't be taking all these pennies like that. Right? You have to wrap them, right? So I'm like, all right, so I go, give me some wrappers. Instead of saying, you know what, let me go out and try to make some real money off some real people. I'd rather steal from my mother, right? So the reality of it is, man, is that I don't have to do that today. My mother and I, man, my mother has we have a beautiful relationship today. I have a key to her home today. I have a key to her apartment building today, right? She's actually sat down with me and went over she's at the age now she's 75 and she's not doing as well. And a dope fiend like me, right? she sat down and showed me that I'm the executor of all of her property. Right? A dolphin like me, man, that had nothing in life, you know, until I got to this program. And that's as a result of listening to you all. Because the reality of it is, man, is that I'm the kind of dolphin that before I got here, I had all the answers. Right? I can point one thing at you all and say, you need to do this, but I'm pointing three back at me saying, what are you doing? Right? So the reality of it is, man, is I understood that I can't continuously give somebody else some help. I have to help me first. And then I can help someone else. You know. And a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, man, in this program, I have put myself in a situation sometimes, but a lot of times I don't feel like being bothered. I really don't. I'm going to be honest with you, right? But each and every time I don't feel like being bothered and I allow myself to push myself through that and get somebody else some help, I feel so much better about myself. You know, because I kind of listen to my predecessors that in order for me to keep what I have, I have to give it away, right? And I definitely want to thank my predecessors. You know what I mean? You know, they have really, you know, scooped me up and carried me through this program. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't get 20 years in this program by myself. This is a we program. This is not a me program. Sometimes I would love for it to be a me program. Right, because I like to, you know, gather up all the benefits and not give anything back. But I understand today that when I hold on, God doesn't give me the blessings that I need. He doesn't bless me. As soon as I begin to start helping someone else, I get the blessings. They might not come today, they might not come tomorrow. But you know what? God is he always show up on time. You know what I mean? And I'm understanding today that I don't have to, all the time when I do something for somebody, I don't have to stand out there with motives. Give me, give me, give me, you know. So the reality of it is, man, this program has given me a track of life that I'm more than eternally grateful for. You know, I continue to try to do the best for me so that I can help someone else. You know, and I just want to say, man, before I leave, is that my home group, right, we sit down and we go in our business meetings, man. We had some pretty intense business meetings, right? Very intense, right? You know, I have a lot of predecessors in my home group. They got a lot of time, you know, and they're very opinionated, right? But you know what? They always support me. They always there for you. And that's the thing. Sometimes I want to kick them in the ass. Excuse my language. I want to, you know, let them know just how I feel. I want to let them know that you come, that you know who you're dealing with. You're dealing with somebody come out of Arthur Caper, man, down Southeast Washington, man. You ain't dealing with no punk, right? But I have to understand that I can't operate on them bases today, right? I have to be open to what they give me, and they give me so much. So I want to, like, again, thank the Frederick area for allowing me to share, and I'll continue to keep coming back. Thanks for having me.